7770. Not bad. All right. I wasted enough time, and we got Charlie Wright to make it upstairs and join us. Woo! 8,051 fans. I think we crammed most of them up here into the 016 Founders Lounge for the post-game show. What's it like playing in front of this team, in front of this crowd, and then being able to get this big win tonight like that?
Yeah, it was awesome. When we scored there at the end, I couldn't hear a thing other than screaming. Like, couldn't hear the guy right beside me, so it was cool. It's awesome.
You're on the bench. How careful are you guys going into that dog pile when you end up celebrating something like that?
Dog pile.
Yes, it yeah. is intentional.
I think the first few guys are kind of free to jump on, and then you don't want to squish them too bad, so you slow down a little bit.
They came out with a lot more ferocity, a lot more physicality, which you expected, and yet it seemed like it took you a little bit to figure it out and to really get used to it and adapt to it. Is that far off base?
Yeah, I think they definitely pushed back. Our first and second weren't up to Blades hockey standard, but I think the third and overtime, I thought we stepped up and we took over the game pretty well, and then we found a way to win.
Absolutely. Anna?
Yeah, how big has your penalty kill been in the series? I know they got the one there, but end of game one, double minor, and then end of the third period here, it's a major that you guys completely kill off.
Yeah, it's been huge. Obviously, those are a big opportunity for them and a big momentum killer for them as well. And on the other side of it, a booster for us too. So it's huge.
And in overtime there, you guys, I mean, you're out there every other shift. Is it almost easier that way? Take the nerves out of it and just not even think and just kind of not even think because you're so tired, just not even have to think about it.
No, I was definitely thinking about how tired I was. But, you know, you push through and you battle. And those are the moments we've prepared for all year. So
momentum gains, momentum kills. It really doesn't carry over from one game to the other, especially with a day off in between for travel. But what about emotionally? How big of a boost is this for you guys emotionally to win that type of game, go up 2-0, and not have them be in a tie 1-1 going there?
Yeah, it's huge. That's a hard barn to play in. Mm-hmm. So for us to go up 2 at home is huge and something I haven't done with the Blades in my 5 years. So finally get a first game win.
It's like going home for you, though. Again, Olds is only, what, 30 minutes away from Red Deer, your hometown. So lots of family and friends are going to be there for you for the next 2 nights.
Yeah, it should be fun. A lot of people always come out to Red Deer. It's about 45 minutes, like you said. And I definitely appreciate all those that do come out. And it's cool to see that Section S, I believe, fill up.
Charlie, congratulations on the victory. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Charlie Wright from the Blades defense.